Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Demi says hi.
Hi.
We have another unboxing. Just want to say we've received a bunch of cards and letters. And
thank you.
We want you to know we read each one. And if you've been a good boy or girl, some of you will get that, some of you won't. You know, through the years, we haven't really done the Santa thing, but we like the hats. Our kids were the ones that got in trouble because they told the other kids that Santa wasn't real, you know. But some of you, though, need possibly lighten up a little bit. We're going to talk about that in just a second.
You can't help but lighten up when you see Greg.
You got to lighten up around that face. The first, the unboxing. And we don't know exactly who this came from. So we'll just open it. And it came, you'll see here, UPS. Well, they're not sure the address. But the UPS, USPS, I mean, which is U.S. Postal. And so they didn't have any other information. And it came in this little box or this paper cardboard envelope type thing. And we knew it wasn't food because it wasn't very heavy. So this time, T-shirts.
Yeah.
What's that say?
Quarantine 2020 Christmas Crew.
There it is. You can see it a little closer there. That's funny.
That's been a real 2020.
That's funny because that's
exactly true.
I was going to talk about this in just a second. All this crazy crap going on. Remember to have a sense of humor about you.
Yeah.
If you go back, read history, you'll find that during even times of war, times of other pandemics that were more legit than this, people got through it with humor.
And even the Apostle Paul had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Read on some of his writings.
He says, I reckon.
You all.
But whoever sent these, we got two, by the way. I'm holding them up together. We got two. So one, his and hers. And Cammie didn't get one, but
There's her,
we only wrap her up when it's really cold. So again, thank you very much. That's
thank
funny.
You.
And I'll have my wife read a couple of verses I wanted to share. And fittingly, we got a kind of funny unboxing gift.
A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. That's Proverbs 15:13.
Go ahead and read verse 15.
All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast.
Folks, that's us.
Amen.
Dr. Ruckman, when he used to preach and say all of us got hospital beds and nursing homes in front of us.
And caskets.
And funeral homes and caskets if the rapture doesn't happen. That sounds morbid, but it's true. And we're all going to face these things. We've got a couple of loved ones that are terminal and may not be with us even through the new year.
Yeah.
And that's sad. We pray for them. It's serious. But there's a time where you have to laugh. Time to be merry.
And we know we have heaven.
Yes.
And we have eternity. And all those, anybody watching us, got to get saved.
Yes.
Not saved, be saved.
That's the first thing.
Amen.
You're never going to be really happy until you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior.
That's right.
And we could go on, both of us, giving our testimony of our B.C. days before Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we were pretty miserable.
Yeah.
And we have made each other very happy on a human level, but the only true source of our happiness is in Christ.
Amen.
And we just want to encourage some folks who are going through some rough things. When you see us goofing off and having fun, we're not trying to make light of the bad things going on or what you're going through. But we're just trying to have joy in the Lord. And we have that joy in our hearts if we'll just let it show.
Amen.
And sometimes people exude that joy. And it just kind of rubs off on other people.
Yep.
And so that's what Cammie does in our house.
Yeah. Unless he's growling at
her. She's actually not a very happy puppy most of the time. But she makes us laugh anyway. So God blesses us with puppies. He blesses us with loved ones. If you don't have a spouse, some of you, you know, don't have a spouse for one reason or another. Maybe you lost your spouse to death. Maybe some of you have gone through divorce. I've been there. Losing a spouse, she's been there. But we can all testify to the fact that
God is faithful and God is good.
Amen. So we love you all. We thank you for the gifts, but more than anything, we thank you for your love and your prayers and any way you support us.
Yeah.
We're not talking finances. We mean in any way you support us. We thank you very much. God bless you all. Good night.
All right, bye-bye.